Doobies. That's the song, of course, Jason's classic cut out of Friday. By the way, Scott Cooper Williams of Gannett Media listens to the Jerry Bader Show. He tweeted on one of the comments of a listener why he would vote to repeal Wisconsin's constitutional ban on gay marriage, where he would have supported it if he was the kind of person that paid attention to those things in 2006. We also had a woman call who they had a child come out of the closet, and that changed her opinion. My wife and others emailed, it's the younger voters. There are people who could vote today who couldn't vote in 2006, who have been raised in a generation to accept gays and gay marriage. I'll tell you right now, I don't lie about things on the air. If this comes up for a vote, my daughters would vote to repeal the ban. We do not see eye to eye on that. This is something that KFGO liberal, progressive, left of center, whatever description you want, host Mike McFeely and I debated on his show yesterday. Mike, how you doing?
Good, Jerry. Good to talk to you on this Friday afternoon. It won't warm up here. Would you send us some warmer weather from Wisconsin? Make the weather go the other direction and give us a 30-degree day, for goodness sakes. Wow.
Boy, you are whiny this week. You're whining on the air about being sick. Now you're whining about the cold. I'm whining about my throat, so I really shouldn't thirst.
It's getting to be that time of the year. It's just, man, this is getting cold.
Now
you have a cold and you have laryngitis. And
now it's this snow here. How cold is it in Fargo right now?
It was, what was it this morning, 14 below?
Oh,
like that?
For the love. I mean, we've had our share of that. We had. And now we're just getting snow. So let me ask you this. You and I debated this yesterday, Mike. The prevailing feeling as to why, and I got to tell you right now, the constitutional ban on Wisconsin in 2006 passed by 59% of the vote. I don't know if it is put up for a repeal, which isn't likely because Republicans own both houses of the legislature and there's Scott Walker. I don't know that it would pass this time. The prevailing wisdom is that's because younger people have turned the tide to where now a majority support gay marriage. Do you agree or disagree?
I do agree with that. I do believe that young people have a more socially liberal or a socially I don't care attitude toward homosexuality in general and gay marriage in specific. I do. You know, my producer, Daniel Gunderson, who you talk with every week, is he's 24 years old, going to be 25 next week, and he comes from a very conservative area of North Dakota and a very conservative family. And he's like, you know, among all my friends in high school and college, our attitude is I just don't really care. Nobody really cares. It's their business. It's more socially acceptable. So I do agree with that young people are more, I guess, socially progressive maybe than folks your age, which is really old, and maybe even my age.
Yes, back when dinosaurs roamed the earth. Here's what I say, Mike, is that, you know, you and I talked about this yesterday. I haven't changed my opinion, but I also know when I'm beat. And I do believe sooner rather than later it will be the law of the land. All right, let's talk about this. There are a couple of polls out there. One is the Fox News poll. Another, I want to say CNN, but I could be wrong. There are about 75 and 60% of Americans oppose President Obama's unilateral actions, which mean, you know what? Fine. I hope he does 20 more of them before November, because it's killing your side. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't know if it's killing our side. I saw some of those same numbers, and I was surprised by them, because this is not new. I mean, you and I have talked about this before, that Reagan and every other president has done this
is different,
time
Mike.
And time again. And
no,
so I don't know the difference is. I guess the difference maybe that I see is that there is a Fox News out there, and there are many more conservative talk show hosts, such as yourself, who are making this out to be an evil thing that he is doing, and maybe that's swaying public opinion, which more power to you. If you have that type of influence over your listeners and over TV viewers, I guess
ridiculous.
That's good for your side. I just think it's disingenuous that people are singling out Obama as this evil king in America when it's been a common practice for years.
I prefer a malevolent ruler, but
of course you do.
No, here, Mike, give me an example. All right, let's just take the Affordable Care Act. Give me an example of where a previous president has unilaterally modified a law in that fashion.
And I, off the top of my head, Jerry, I can't do
so
that.
So it's not the same. It's not the same.
But certainly, again, over the years, presidents have looked at things and said, well, if Congress isn't going to do this, then I'll do it myself. And so I don't – I'm failing to see the uproar. I'm failing to see why people are so offended by this other than the fact that conservatives just absolutely despise Barack Obama.
That's such nonsense, and you know it. Let me give you an example. So if it's President Rand Paul in 2017, and he uses the same power to indefinitely suspend the Affordable Care Act, are you okay with that?
If he's the president of the United States and he wants to pull that executive action, there's really not much I can do about it.
Actually, there,
I may not like it, Jerry. I may go ballistic with it, but you know what? That is his choice. Now, is he going to have to pay a price for it if he does that? We'll see in the election, and we'll see if Obama and the Democrats are damaged by this. But if it's allowable under the Constitution, if it's allowable by law, then go ahead and do it, Rand Paul. And by the way, he has no chance of being president.
No, I don't.
I'm not sure about your question.
Yeah, just pulled one out of thin air. But I don't think he's going to be the next president either. But okay, so you disagree with the characterization that unilaterally changing a law duly passed by Congress is lawless. You don't agree with that?
No, it's not lawless.
Of course it is.
It is.
Go ahead, make your case.
No, it's not. If a president has, again, if he's allowed the power to make an executive action, he can do that. He can do it. I mean, it's allowable.
No, it isn't. You cannot, Mike. There are actions you can take, but laws are passed by Congress and signed by a president for a reason, and they have to be upheld. Did he not hold up his right hand to uphold the law and the Constitution of the United States? When he changes a law to his whim, he's not upholding the law.
But we can go back and forth all day, which is apparently what we're going to do. But it is allowable, Jerry. I don't know.
Well, here's how I'm going to keep repeating myself. Here's how we're going to go back.
It's happening.
If it's happening, doesn't mean it's allowable.
If Republicans are this upset about it, and apparently you are, then go after them. Do the impeachment. Go get them out of office. But that's not what's going to happen, Jerry. Instead, you're going to gripe and bitch about it, and it's just going to be the same old story.
Show me in the law. Show me in the Constitution where what he's doing is allowable.
Well, again, Jerry, I can't write it this second because I'm sitting here in a production studio talking to you.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's executive orders are one thing. Changing a duly passed law is clearly unconstitutional. And here's what I would say. I agree with you on this. All right, the lawless thing has stuck. You're right. Somehow, conservatives have managed to go around that media force field that president has directly to the American people, and they understand this. I do. Now, they're not going to try to impeach him because they would never convict in the Senate because the Democrats hold the Senate right now. I do think that they have to start calling it impeachable offenses because they are. They're not going to impeach him. They can't at this juncture. But if they're going to keep calling it lawless and keep calling it lawless, then I think at some point they have to say, and here, by the way, is the remedy for lawless behavior. I'm telling you right now that if a Republican president were modifying laws to meet his or her own needs, the media would be storming the gates of the White House right now, and so would you.
No, I disagree. I don't believe that. And that goes back to the talking point of that the president has the media in his back pocket and Democrats own the media and everybody in the media is liberal other than upstanding conservative talk show hosts and Fox News. I don't agree, Jerry. I don't agree that the media would be this force field around Obama and around the Democrats. It would not happen.
Wow, you're not even seeing the mainstream media really talk all that much about this. Now, I want one more question for you. And I got to ask you, because I have a liberal relative who is so disappointed that the debt ceiling is going to be raised and there's not going to be a showdown. He's just crushed. He called Republicans chicken bleep, which means he showed his hand. He desperately wanted this to happen. Privately, I'm not going to say you personally, but look, you know, a lot of liberals were hoping for that for that very gridlock they bitch about, they were hoping for more of it because they thought that would help them politically.
No, I disagree. Oh. I think that Democrats and liberals and progressives want the country to move forward and be able to get things done. And I think that your side, I think Boehner did the right thing for the Republican side and for the conservative side and said, look, we can't keep being the obstructionist party. We can't keep being the party that is always blocking things and saying no to the American people. We need to do what's right for the country. I think Boehner did that, and I agree, and it's fine with me.
Okay, one more quick question, and I know what your answer is going to be. I'm just a glutton for punishment today. When extending the employer's mandate, they said employers would have to sign an affidavit that they didn't modify employment, either reduce hours or cut people, to avoid the mandate. Where in the hell in the law or anywhere else does it say that the Treasury Department can extract that type of confession? And who says it's illegal to do that?
Well, and that's, I'm not going to argue with you on that, Jerry. I'm not going to go down that road. If you are in that case, that seems a little bit, even to me, a liberal, progressive, left-of-center talk show host, that seems to be a bit of, what's the phrase we use, overreach. I'm not even going to argue with you on that one. That one, to me, it's a little bit, as you said, signing a confession. It's hard for me to disagree. Once in a while, Jerry, I come to the middle. Once in a while, I cross the middle line, and I can see your side of a point. So I'm not gonna punish you gluttonously.
And we always like to end it on the note believing that there's a hope. There's hope for Mike McFeely.
There's hope for you too if you allow a liberal in your family, Jerry, and don't kick him out. So I'm quite impressed with you today.
You do know I'm the black sheep, right?
Well, I would expect nothing less. Well,
my entire family, you know, I grew up in a Catholic liberal family. We had pictures of all the saints, Kennedy, FDR, you know, that was a joke.
What happened to you, by the way? What was there the seminal moment in your life when you decided to go to the dark side, or what happened to you?
I realized when I argued, I sounded like you do. That there was just nothing there. Nothing there. Mike, get better and enjoy your weekend.
All right, Jerry. Thank you.
You bet. All right. On to other things. Talk about glimmer of hope. There's a glimmer of hope for Packer fans if this report is true. Did you hear about this, Jason? Don't know what I'm talking about, huh? We'll get to it in five. It's 10:19.
Only lie. I've been sleeping here instead.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.